the evening show on Chat and Spin Radio. You're listening to chatandspinradio.com with the best music and guests. All you have to do is just keep listening to chatandspinradio.com. Ian Johnson and Ron Clark staying here until it's dark so that they can bring the show to you. Welcome to the evening show on Chat and Spin Radio. You're listening to chatandspinradio.com.
Very good evening, good morning, good afternoon, hello and welcome to Thursday's evening and late show on chatandspinradio.com. It is Thursday the 28th of May 2020 at 6:05, or to be exact, it's 6:05 p.m. in the UK. We are live from Washington, Tynemuir, in the northeast of England, UK. Good evening, I'm Ian Johnson.
And I'm Ron Clark. Good evening.
And I can tell you, we are here now 7 days a week from 6 p.m. to midnight, as a Thursday from Thursday now, it's 6 p.m. to midnight. So that makes it 7 days, 6 p.m. to midnight. Except on a Saturday, Mr. Clark. Why is it except on a Saturday?
Because we're on a Saturday morning from 9 o'clock till round about 11 o'clock
in
the
morning.
That's right.
So on a Saturday, we're on twice. But the rest of the time, all the rest of the week, we're 6 p.m. to midnight. So there you go. Anyway, yes, you are listening to Thursday's Evening and Late Show. And we are here till just before midnight tonight. So, in our Evening and Late Show tonight, we have loads of songs. And the music is from the 1980s. Mr. Clark, would you like to tell all our lovely listeners, they are around the world and the globe, who is on the telephone in tonight's Evening and Late Show?
Yes, I'll go right up to 9:35. At 6:15, we have Pete James, Peter Bullock from Alnmouth in the UK. 6:35, Jack Byrne from Hungary. At 6:55, Melanie Robson-King from Ontario. 7:15, Anita Kirk from Wakefield in West Yorkshire in the UK. 7:35, Mel Beng from Atlanta, Georgia. 8:35, Colin Parsons from Rhondda Valley in the UK. 8:55, Tamara Nelson from Fort Lauderdale in Florida. 9:15, Marie Sproul from South Cambridgeshire in the UK. And at 9:35, Ashley Leno, and she is in Pennsylvania in the United States of America.
And they're all coming up on tonight, Evening and Late Show. And just a reminder, it is the last one, as you've probably seen on the news tonight, the last clap for carers and key workers tonight. We will be doing that at 8 o'clock tonight, so you will hear applause and music. We are going out, and we'll be back, and then we'll continue for the rest of the show when we get back. So yes, that will be happening at 8 o'clock tonight. You are listening to Thursday's Evening and Late Show on
chatandspinradio.com.
Following is not a paid endorsement. Hi Chat and Spin Radio listeners, my name's Sharon Spink and I'm a Chat and Spin Radio voiceover from Leeds, and I'd like to take a moment to speak to you about Chat and Spin Radio. Chat and Spin Radio is a not-for-profit organisation and as such relies on advertising and contributions to be able to bring you quality entertainment round the clock. With the onset of COVID-19, some advertisers have sadly been lost and, as you can imagine, this impacts the station's ability to stay in operation. If you enjoy streaming the content of Chat and Spin Radio as much as I do, I'd like to ask you to take a moment and donate whatever you can afford to help keep Chat and Spin Radio going strong. Any amount is appreciated and donating is so easy. While the preferred method is PayPal, any means will be gladly and gratefully accepted. To donate, simply go to www.chatandspinradio.com and click the donate button on the right hand side of the page.
Being on the phone.
If I had to live my life without you near me, the days would all be empty. The nights would seem so long. With you I see forever, oh so clearly. I might have been in love before, but I never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go. Hold me now, touch me now, I don't want to live without you. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, I'll never ask for more than you. Our love will lead a way for us, like a guiding star. I'll be there for you if you should need me. You don't have to change a thing. I love you just the way you are. So come with me and share the view. I'll help you see forever too. Hold me now, touch me now.
Following is not a paid endorsement. Hello Chat and Spin radio listeners, my name is Dennis Daly and I'm from the band FS1E, based in the UK. I'd like to take just a moment to speak to you about Chat and Spin Radio. Chat and Spin Radio is a not-for-profit organisation and as such relies on advertising and contributions to be able to bring you quality entertainment round the clock. With the onset of COVID-19, some advertisers have been lost and as you can imagine, this impacts the radio's ability to stay in operation. If you enjoy the streaming content of Chat and Spin Radio as much as I do, I'd like to ask you to take a moment and donate whatever you can afford to help keep Chat and Spin Radio going strong. Any amount is appreciated and donating is easy. While the preferred method is PayPal, any means will be gladly and gratefully accepted. To donate, please go to www.chatandspinradio.com and click the donate button on the right-hand side of the page.
Over to Ron for the next guest on the evening show on chatandspinradio.com.
And thank you very much to Becky. The time now on Chat and Spin Radio in the UK is 6:17 p.m. and we've got our first caller on the programme for this evening. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Ron. My name is James Vasey, and I'm calling from England, a place called Alnmouth in the north of England.
It is. It's in on the Northumberland coast, isn't it?
It is, and it's beautiful up here today. I'm looking down on the sea as we speak.
Can you see Holy Island from where you are?
No, I can't. I can see Crockett Island.
Crockett Island, yeah. Anyway, James, we'll talk about your books and not about the weather. I think that'll be better, won't it? Just tell me a little bit more. I do know that you've had one book published. So tell us about that, the storyline behind it, and what inspired you to write it as well.
Okay, the book is called Cooking Up a Country, and it was inspired by the purchase of a house in a little village in Italy. We didn't know at the time, but it turned out that this village claims to be an independent state. It has its own currency, it has its own passport, number plates, and a princess. And an extraordinary backstory dating back to the Knights Templar. The Knights Templar inhabited this village for a while when they were fighting the Holy Wars, and the Pope gave them the village and declared it an independent state. People who live there claim that this unique status has never been undone legally, so that they perpetuate this somewhat bizarre situation where everybody recognizes the princess, but she has no power or way of raising revenue. So as I was, you know, making our home in this little village, we started to see some of the culture and see some of the events that were going on around this history. And I just thought it's a story that needs to be told. So I set about writing this book to tell the tale and introduce some fictional characters to it.
Now, if people want to purchase that book, where do they go?
It's only available on Amazon. It's available as a Kindle from $3.99 and also as a paperback.
Right, now, I believe that you've got one in the pipeline, as it were.
I have, yes. I've got a follow-up to the first book. It's called Unlikely Pairing. That should be out in the next couple of months. And then hopefully there'll be a third one, all based on this Saborga story and using the same characters.
Okay, then anything else, James, you want to mention?
Well, I have a rather nice Facebook page which has all the details of the book and the story, but also some interesting video and photographs from the village, some real video. So if people want to look up James Vasey, author, or Cooking Up a Country on Facebook, they can find links on there and then contact me through that as well.
Okay then, James, well, the best of luck with the book, and thank you very much for coming on, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Nice to talk to you, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, and that was James Vasey on the line from Alnmouth in Northumberland in the UK.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out of me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Ooh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I'll get high with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. My friends. What do you do when our love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How does it feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? I'll get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, get by with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I need somebody to love, to love, to love.
Chat and Spin Radio are inviting book authors to come on to our radio station to get your books out to our listeners free of charge. If yourself or you know of anyone who would like to participate in this free offer, please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/chatandspin and leave a message. Or email Ian on chatandspin@gmail.com. Again, that's chatandspin@gmail.com.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. chatandspinradio.com.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
Chat and Spin Radio listeners. My name is Wallace Mayer and I'm a singer from Australia. I'd like to take just a moment to speak to you about Chat and Spin Radio. Chat and Spin Radio is a not-for-profit organisation and as such relies on advertising and contributions to be able to bring you quality entertainment round the clock. With the onset of COVID-19, some advertisers have been lost. And as you can imagine, this impacts the station's ability to stay in operation. If you enjoy the streaming content of Chat and Spin Radio as much as I do, I'd like to ask you to take a moment and donate whatever you can afford to help keep Chat and Spin Radio going strong. Any amount is appreciated and donating is easy. While the preferred method is PayPal, any means will be gladly and gratefully accepted. To donate, please go to www.chatandspinradio.com and click the donate button on the right hand side of the page. Thank you.
And now over to Ron for the next guest on the evening show on chatandspinradio.com.
Thank you very much to Becky. The time now on Chat and Spin Radio in the UK is 6:37 p.m. We've got our next guest on the line now. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. I'm Jack Byrne. I'm calling from near Budapest in Hungary. How are you this evening?
We're doing very well there, Jack. Now, I believe you're originally from Liverpool.
Did you guess or did someone tell you? Yeah, I am from Liverpool.
No, I didn't have to guess very hard, but you did tell me before. Jack, now, just tell me, you've got two books not yet published in the pipeline now. Just tell me about the books and what inspired you to write them.
Okay, the title of the series is The Liverpool Mysteries. And Liverpool is a brilliant setting for anything. Everybody knows about the football and the Beatles, but there's a whole depth to Liverpool that is not explored, and it's the depth of working people, working lives. The majority of people in the UK are from working class communities like me, and that's where most of life happens. But that's actually the least of the things that we see. You know, we see Hollywood, we see the big stars, but all the drama, the tragedy, and all the triumphs are there in those communities, and the Liverpool Mysteries is a part of that.
So that's what inspired you to write the series. Now, when will these books be ready?
The first book, The Morning After, will be released in August. And it's kind of two parts. One part is an adventure story. Four young lads from Liverpool go skip school, as we did in a day, and go on an adventure. And the second part is 35 years later, the day after the Brexit results. And it's kind of like these two things, and in the middle is life. What happened in those 35 years? How did we get from one place to the other? And that includes, the second part is a thriller. Somebody dies, how did they die, was it overdose or not, and the characters have to work through that. At the heart of it all is a big secret. Will it be exposed, and how, is the key to the story.
Now, if people want to keep an eye on your blog as to when these books will be ready, how do they do that?
Okay, if you can go to Jack Byrne, that's B-Y-R-N-E, .home.blog. So jackbyrne.home.blog, or you can look for me on Facebook just as Jack Byrne, and there's lots of information there for you. And there's two and a half books written, and there's four in the series, so this is going to run and run for a while and hopefully grow and grow.
And Byrne is spelled B-Y-R-N-E.
Yep, that's right.
Okay then. Anything else you want to tell us, Jack?
Just that we live in, you know, difficult times at the moment. But the times have been difficult for working people before. In fact, it's not usually easy. And what we need to do is to find where we get the strength to get through these things. And our history is full of it. We know that. You know that, being up in the Northeast. And it's drawing on those lessons from our real lives in real places, but set around an exciting story. So I hope people really can connect to it.
Okay then, Jack, well, thanks very much for coming on, and the very best of luck with the books as well.
It was a pleasure, Ron. Hope to speak to you soon.
Yes, and that was Jack Byrne on the line from Hungary.
Sweet. So long, long road.
And Spin Radio are inviting book authors to come on to our radio station to get your books out to our listeners free of charge. If yourself or you know of anyone who would like to participate in this free offer, please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/chatandspin and leave a message. Or email Ian on chatandspin@gmail.com. Again, that's chatandspin@gmail.com.
chatandspinradio.com.
Chat and Spin Radio listeners. My name is Tanya, and I'm a Chat and Spin Radio voiceover from Woking. I'd like to take just a moment to speak to you about Chat and Spin Radio. Chat and Spin Radio is a not-for-profit organisation, and as such relies on advertising and contributions to be able to bring you quality entertainment round the clock. With the onset of COVID-19, some advertisers have been lost, and as you can imagine, this impacts the station's ability to stay in operation. If you enjoy the streaming content of Chat and Spin Radio as much as I do, I'd like to ask you to take a moment and donate whatever you can afford to help keep Chat and Spin Radio going strong. Any amount is appreciated, and donating is easy. While the preferred method is PayPal, any means will be gladly and gratefully accepted. To donate, please go to www.chatandspinradio.com and click the donate button on the right-hand side of the page. Thank you.
now over to Ron for the next guest on the evening show on chatandspinradio.com.
And the time now on Chat and Spin Radio in the UK is 6:57 p.m. We've got our next guest on the line now. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
I'm Melanie Robertson King, and I'm calling from Brockville, Ontario, Canada.
Well, welcome to Chat and Spin Radio, Melanie. Now, you've written a total of 10 books, I believe, and you want to talk about, two of them, one set in your area, another one in Scotland.
Yes, yes.
Okay, tell us about them.
Okay, the first series I'd like to talk about is my time travel romance set in Aberdeenshire, Scotland, and I chose that area because that's where my father was born. And the books are set in that, right in the village where he was born, and there's a nice spooky old derelict mansion that I fell in love with on my first trip over there, and I knew then that there would be a book coming out of that, and the mansion would be very prominent in it.
Well, you just know that, don't you? You know, you get that feeling that, right, I'm going to do something with this, don't you?
Yeah, and actually the mansion graces the cover of the second book in the series. So there's the two books. The first one is called A Shadow in the Past, and it's about a 19-year-old girl who finds herself back in Victorian Aberdeenshire. And I chose that era because of my family history, and that's about as far back as I could go, but it was a fascinating time in that area with all the superstitions and the different social classes. So that was what made me decide that that was where I was going to set the novel.
And the other one?
The second one in the series is Shadows from Her Past, and it carries on from the first book. So there's adventures in the present and in the past, as there are in both. And the second one, there's more talk of some of the superstitions and mystic powers like ley lines. They figure that the mansion and the stone circle on the girl's farm are right on a ley line, and that was how she went back through time into the Victorian era.
Right, so those books are purchasable now. People can buy them right now. Where do they get them from?
They're available on Amazon for the Kindle and in paperback, and they're also available for the Kobo.
Now, if people put your name onto the Amazon website, it'll bring up all your books, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Right. Do you want to tell us about one of the other books?
Okay. The series that I'm setting in Canada, I've got the first two written. There will be a total of six. And the first one is set in Old Quebec City. It's a Christmas novella, and I'm using movie tie-ins with this series. So this one is Miracle on 34th Street meets Sleepless in Seattle. Just to kind of give you a feel for the...
I mean, don't tell us too much, you know.
No, that's just enough to give you a taste of what you could find between the covers of that book.
Right, okay. Now, have you got a website people can visit to see what you're up to, as it were?
Yes, I do. It's MelanieRobertsonKing.com.
So that's Melanie, MelanieE, Robertson, Robertson, --
King.
King, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us, Melanie?
The third book in the series in Canada is in the works. It's coming along very slowly. This lockdown has depleted my creative juices. My mojo has left the building.
Right, okay then, Melanie. Well, the very best of luck with the books, and thank you very much for coming on today to tell us about them.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And that was Melanie Robertson King on the line from Brockville in Ontario, Canada.
True, yeah, fear of a lost romance.
and Spin Radio are inviting book authors to come on to our radio station to get your books out to our listeners free of charge. If yourself or you know of anyone who would like to participate in this free offer, please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/chatandspin and leave a message. Or email Ian on chatandspin@gmail.com. Again, that's chatandspin@gmail.com.
SpinRadio.com. to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be such mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right. It's got to be
paid endorsement. Hello, Chat and Spin Radio listeners. My name is Luna and I'm your Chat and Spin Radio voiceover from Greenwich. I'd like to take just a moment to speak to you about Chat and Spin Radio. Chat and Spin Radio is a not-for-profit organisation and as such relies on advertising and contributions to be able to bring you quality entertainment round the clock. With the onset of COVID-19, some advertisers have been lost. And as you can imagine, this impacts the station's ability to stay in operation. If you enjoy the streaming content of Chat and Spin Radio as much as I do, I'd like to ask you to take a moment and donate whatever you can afford to help keep Chat and Spin Radio going strong. Any amount is appreciated and donating is easy. While the preferred method is PayPal, any means will be gladly and gratefully accepted. To donate, please go to www.chatandspinradio.com and click the donate button on the right-hand side of the page. Thank you.
And now, over to Ron for the next guest on the evening show on chatandspinradio.com.
And the time now on Chat and Spin Radio in the UK is 7:16 p.m. We've got our next guest on the line now. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Anita Kirk from Wakefield in the UK, West Yorkshire.
Anita, welcome to Chat and Spin Radio. Now, just tell me how many books you've had published.
Right, I've got two books at the moment that are on Amazon, and my first book is called In a Quarter of a Second and The Glowing Rings, because it's got two stories in it, and they're both magical, and they've got items in them, and it's about a group of children that go on this adventure to save this city, but they've got like whistles that were given by one of the parents, were given them by a stranger basically, and then the parent gave the children them, but they didn't know what they were, you know, supposed to do with them. And then they started working it out because they started messing around with the buttons, and then one of them disappeared, but they couldn't understand why they disappeared. And then they sort of like came back, and they says, oh, I've been to so-and-so year, I won't say which year because you know, when I read it. And then they come back and say, oh, let's all go. And then they all go to this year, into the future. And then they've got to find out over time that they've got this city that's in trouble. And they've got to save this city and get all the items back for it. So they're taking quite a lot of items. These people are nice and they've turned evil. And then they've turned people horrible as well. But they've got to try and get rid of all these horrible people and turn them nice again. So they go on this adventure to try and save, get all these items back, and turn the people back to nice people again with all the items that they find and they get given and stuff. And then the second adventure is sort of one that's in the same book, and it's similar, but they've got extra items as well, and it's slightly different because it's a different story. And basically, in the first adventure, they get a touch on the shoulder and they turn into something called Swifters. And then in the second story, they get shot, and then basically they're like zombies, but they're from another planet that are coming to try and take over the world. And they've got to try and get rid of this horrible person and horrible people and turn them back to normal. But they're both happy endings in both of the stories in this book, In a Quarter of a Second and The Golden Rings. And it's basically, it's really, you know, you're going to think, oh my God, how does she think of all that? Because it's just so amazing. And it's got such a, you know, good storyline. And then they can, like, they've got eye fingers and stuff, and they can see around corners. And then they go underground, and they get help from this room underground, or from a crisp bag in the floor. And there's all sorts, there's so much that happens in that story. And then they basically have got, and there's like somebody called Eric, and he falls in love with somebody. And then they're like, they get together, but they hold hands a lot. And get together again, and you got to find, because I'm writing another story that follows on from these two stories. Then you'll find out in the next story, when I've written it, whether they get together or not. And then there's like lots of things, and the win lottery, and they've got like I have got a pocket watch on the front cover of the page, on the actual book cover. And that is because the pocket watch is all the way through it nearly as well, because it helps them. When they open the pocket watch, there's items in the pocket watch, and they can come out and they help them, or they can help them relax, and they go into different clubs as well, and to get away from the evil people and horrible people. And then my next book, that's called Sex Shenanigans. And that's just for adults, that's for over 18s, because it's got adult content in it. It's got four short stories in the book. And then, but basically in the last story, it's got like bit of bad things that happen, but all the way through it, it's got adult content in it. And I do know a few people have read it and they've said how good it is. And there is reviewers online as well, with both books. On Amazon, and it's on Goodreads as well, and then I'm writing another book as well, and that's a Christmas book, but I'm not really sure what I'm calling that as yet,
And that should be on Amazon when I wrote it as well.
Now, if people want to purchase any of your books, are they all on Amazon?
They are, yes.
Because people, if they put your name into Amazon, it'll bring all of the books up, won't it? So far published, anyway. Right. Okay, anything else you want to tell us, Anita?
It's just, and they've got shower caps as well. They put like, because they've got like, in the whistles, they've got like compartment, and they've got like shower caps in the compartment, and there's like lots of magical things that they use. And my next book that I'm writing, which is a Christmas book, which should be out soon, and that's about, it's like fairies that are helping this family at Christmas. And helping them have a nice Christmas because they're both working over Christmas. Their dad's working abroad and the mother is working as like a cleaner in hospital, and these fairies feel sorry for them, so they want to make a nice life for them, so they're all like fighting to help them and want to help them, but there's only like, and then the end, I won't say what happens at the end, but
no, don't give too much away, Anita. Anyway, Anita, well, thanks very much for coming on to tell us about the books, and I'm sure somebody will find something they're interested in there. And that was Anita Kirk on the line from Wakefield in West Yorkshire in the UK. Thank you.
Enjoy this trip. Enjoy this trip. And it is a trip.
Countdown is progressing.
Chat and Spin Radio are inviting book authors to come on to our radio station to get your books out to our listeners free of charge. If yourself or you know of anyone who would like to participate in this free offer, please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/chatandspin and leave a message. Or email Ian on chatandspin@gmail.com. Again, that's chatandspin@gmail.com.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown.